Across the U.S., 5,000 ailing schools are getting tough medicine. They're getting federal money to take on a task they might not otherwise do, transform struggling schools, even close them if necessary. Two schools in Milwaukee will be shuttered, two others will get new management, and a fifth school will take the least aggressive federal option. Better teachers and more learning time. The Department of Public Instruction is helping the Milwaukee Public Schools with the transition, according to spokesman Patrick Gasper.
It is important to note that Milwaukee is doing work to try to turn around some of the struggling schools. We're standing by them to help them with that effort.
A survey done by an education think tank indicates only 12% of districts nationwide have even tried the tough measures. Jack Jennings, president for the Center on Education Policy, says so far there's scant evidence such harsh measures will work.
The administration is dead set on sticking to these models. Secretary Duncan says that he's convinced that if you don't do this, you're not going to do anything to help these schools. We should find out what in fact happens in the next couple of years that will educate all of us on how to turn around the most challenged schools.
Wisconsin is receiving nearly $51 million through the Federal School Improvement Grants Program to implement the tough measures. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.